Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, as we've been saying, everyone's waiting for this evening's announcement from the government. But what about what will and will not be allowed to happen in December in the guidelines? They'll be announcing that later on. But among those most closely listening to the Taoiseach will be the tens of thousands of nursing home residents who at the moment are only allowed visitors under very exceptional circumstances indeed. It's been reported in recent days that residents might be allowed one scheduled visit a week in the run-up to Christmas, but that is yet to be confirmed. I'm joined now by Sandra Farrell, the operator of Patterson's Nursing Home in Roscrea in County Tipperary, and Professor Ronan Collins, who's geriatrician at Talla University Hospital. You're both very welcome to the programme. Sandra, might come to you first, if you don't mind. You spoke to Drive Time as the country was emerging from its first lockdown. Now, although restrictions on visitors had been lifted, you decided at the time to continue the ban for several weeks. You were so worried about the virus. Will you take a different approach this time if visitors are allowed?
Certainly, Cormac, and thank you for inviting me to the programme today.
Don't tell me she's gone already. But look, we'll try and re-establish that line with Sandra Farrell. But I might turn to Ronan Collins in the meantime. What do you want to hear, Ronan? You're welcome to the programme as well tonight about visits to nursing homes.
Well, I think the first thing everybody wants to hear is something that, number one, is clear. Number two is that not too paternalistic in its approach, not least to people in nursing homes, but to society in general. Just as a preamble, I think it has been reported, and of course we haven't seen what the government have decided yet, but it was reported that this was going to be a dichotomy decision, that now if it were recommending you can have had pubs or restaurants or you can have visits to people's homes. I don't think that should be the tone. I think what should be happening is that we should be getting the modelled advice. NPHET should be telling the government, this is what is likely to happen if you allow this. This is what's likely to happen if you allow this and this. And then, of course, the government need to feed that information to the public and make a judicious decision to protect as many lives as possible.
I suppose the government, Ronan, has got that modelling advice from NPHET and the experts, and they're trying to channel the advice and make it as simplistic as possible for people to follow, though. Is that right?
That's true. I mean, there must be clarity. But coming back to nursing home patients, for example, in addition to clarity, there must be some degree of flexibility. The first thing is to say that Christmas, what is Christmas? Is the world revolving around Christmas? Christmas is very important to us as a country. Obviously, there's the religious aspect to Christmas, which is very important for people. But also Christmas represents our inherent values in family, in society and in friends. It's a way of us coming together and to celebrating those links and that we've passed another year. Mm-hmm. And very often people use Christmas as celebrating the fact that we've survived another year altogether. And I say that in particular because that's particularly important to older people. As we get later on in life, there's a success to enhance the longevity and survival.
And in that situation, Ronan, before I go back to Sandra in just a moment, if, as is being reported, that it's the government would prescribe one visit per week for each resident, would that be enough or would it be too much? Or how do you view that?
Well, I view, first of all, it should always depend. The residents should always be consulted and asked, for example, you know, what their, own perception of risk and what they would like themselves. Now, that's not always possible with nursing home residents who may have cognitive decline and dementia. But again, one visit a week is a little bit slim. I think there needs to be some flexibility where people might need more visits. For example, there are cases where spouses are being separated, and spouses are used to coming up and visiting their spouse in the nursing home daily. There are also occasions, for example, where people are suffering with anxiety or manifesting behavioural symptoms and adjustment reactions to dementia and to the solidarity. And again, that might be best treated by a visit from a family member rather than medication. Mm-hmm. And so that type of prescribed visiting as well, I think falls and should be allowed fall within the flexibility of the nurse manager and the doctor visiting the nursing home where it's felt it is needed by the nursing home resident.
Yeah.
I'd say one last thing for adult children who are planning Christmas, as adult children are often planning the Christmas around their parents. It's important that you have a dialogue with your parents. to say, listen, do you want us to visit? What do you want for Christmas? I would leave your parents set the tenor and your parents' own appreciation of the risk, etc. as well. And then if you are planning a family get-together, I think you should behave appropriately in the lead-up to reduce the risk.
And what does that mean,
But, well, I'm in favour of the pubs and restaurants opening. I believe in people can take the information on board and act responsibly. I think a small proportion of our population anywhere in the world will always act irresponsibly. But I think the vast majority of the Irish public are responsible. And so, for example, if I was planning Christmas dinner myself with my own parents, I'm aware I'm a healthcare worker. I therefore might pose a greater risk. I'd have this discussion with my parents where I can. And then in the lead-up period, for example, I'd probably forego the night out in a restaurant. I'd probably forego to get together with a few friends for a few pints because there might be an increased risk I could pick it up there and transmit it.
Okay.
And similarly then, obviously, if you're talking on behalf or visiting patients who have parents who have dementia going to a nursing home, you need to bear in mind as well two very important things. Number one, what would your parents' own values around Christmas have been? Would they have set the primacy of a visit more important than their own personal safety? Bearing in mind that many residents living in nursing homes, for many of them, this will be their last Christmas, and we must remember that. And the second piece of information you should consider, obviously, is that it's a congregational setting and that the nursing home manager is under extreme pressure during the current environment and to communicate carefully with them and do everything to operate in a way that can minimise the risk to your parents and to the congregation.
OK, well, Professor Ronan Collins, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for those insightful thoughts on an issue that's troubling an awful lot of people up and down the country. I might turn to Sandra Farrell, operator of Patterson's Nursing Home in Ross Cray in County Tipperary. And I'm sorry the line went down there, Sandra, but I was about to ask you if you'll take a different approach this time, if visits to nursing homes are to be allowed by the government, because I know you retained the ban on visits the last time.
Certainly, Cormac, I suppose just before we went into lockdown a number of weeks, we had increased our visitations to 4 nominated persons per resident. I suppose Tipperary, for a long time, we were the lowest COVID rating. So we took a decision among ourselves and the staff and residents that we allowed up to 4 visitors be nominated per resident. And that worked very well. And we've been COVID free, thank God, since March. We've been very lucky. Mm. But I suppose, you know, I agree with Professor Collins. What he outlined, one visitor is very little per resident. Some residents have large families. Not saying that every family member should be allowed in, but Christmas time is such a special time and it has been very difficult this lockdown for the residents.
Visit mean one visit from one person or one visit from a group?
Yeah, and I suppose we need clarity on that because I suppose if they're saying one visitor per week, does that mean you could nominate a different visitor every week? We still need clarity on that, but that's very little for the residents. And, you know, actually, Professor Collins, what he highlighted with regard to spouses are separated, we have a classic example of that within our nursing home. We have a couple in their 80s, they have no children, they're married over 40 years. He used to come every single day and have a cup of tea and biscuits mid-morning with his wife. Mm-hmm. Lockdown, he only comes to the window now and just waves in. And he used to get a dinner going home from us, so we knew he was also well fed and nourished, and the wife did as well. It's been so traumatic for her and him. So these are the people we need to consider. It's not just the residents, it's their families.
Yeah, you know? Real life emotional dilemmas, aren't they? I might ask
you one more,
and it's extremely difficult for you as operators to manage all of this as well, managing emotions and so on. But what if a family comes to you, Sandra, and says, look, we really want to bring such and such a person in the nursing home out for Christmas dinner, back home for Christmas dinner, and we'll bring them back on Christmas Day or Stephen's Day or whatever. How would you respond to that type of a request?
Yeah, I suppose I've been thinking about that, Cormac, and where I would go with my thoughts, and I think it's a discussion with the residents and the families, how many family members are going to be in that home on Christmas Day and how many households are coming? And if it's a big family gathering of 20 people, then of course we'd have massive reservations. And then what's the guidelines for the nursing home operator like myself when they come back from a large visit? Does that resident have to isolate then because they've been out with a large group? So we need clarity and guidelines even on that scenario. I would find it very difficult to have one of my residents maybe going out to a large family gathering of over 20 people, perhaps at, around Christmas, mm-hmm. which could be possible because they'd be excited to see their granny or granddad, you know? So that's a very difficult circumstances for us at the moment, Cormac.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed to both of you. Sandra Farrell, operator of Patterson's and Nursing Home in Ross Cray in County Tipperary, as I say, and Professor Ronan Collins, who's consultant physician in geriatric and stroke medicine at Tallaght University Hospital.